Okay, today's Daf Yudalad. We're in the Yud Gimel Amud Beis by the beginning of the new parak. The Elu Megalchin B'Moed. And these are the people that are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Normally, you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. But these are the people who can. Who are they? Haba Mevedinat Hayom. If you came from overseas, that means you were traveling, you didn't have a chance. All these people didn't have a chance. Mebeis HaShviya. Or you got out of jail. I'm sorry, not jail. You were captured. They ransomed you, you got you out. You didn't have a they didn't give you a haircut when you were captured. Or you came out of jail and you didn't have a chance, they wouldn't let you, and now it's Chol HaMoed, Madafka this day, so you're allowed to take a haircut. Fahamanuda, or somebody who is excommunicated, the Shehitiru lo Chachamim. The Chachamim undid it. He took it away. They mocked him to come back. Apparently, somebody that was menudeh, that's the thing we don't really have today, but somebody that was menudeh couldn't cut his hair. V'chein, mi she'nishal l'chacham v'hoser, or v'hoter. Or a guy made a neder, he's not going to cut his hair. And now, what?
No, he's giving him a commission.
He's giving him a heter, right? Why didn't he go get the heter before Chol HaMoed?
Right, yeah, he chose to do it.
Correct. So the Rosh says he did go before Chol HaMoed, but they couldn't find the Pesach, they couldn't find the heter until Chol HaMoed. Okay. Ba'nazir or Nazir, Ba'amitorah, or Mitorah to Mitumasa or Tahira. So the Tahira ends up those 7 days, the counting, whatever, or Nazir, 30 days on Chol HaMoed ends. Okay, that's one story. The Elu Mechabsin B'Moed. The following people can do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Normally laundry shouldn't be done. Who are they? Same people. Haba Mevedin Hayom. Somebody comes from overseas. He was traveling, he didn't have a chance. Or Mebeis HaShviya. Or he was captured. He went to Mebeis HaZur. He comes out of jail. Umenudeh. Or he was Menudeh. Right? Sheitiru lo Chachamim. I guess the Menudeh also doesn't wash his clothing. B'chein. Guy makes a neder, I'm not going to do laundry. Finally, he gets rid of that neder, happened on Chol HaMoed. Mitbechos yadayim, towels, hand towels. Mitbechos, it's a machlokas what this next word is. Either it's a svarim, the towels of the sofer, or the towel of the barber. Either one. Or hamitbechos haspad, hasafed. Those are the towels of the bathhouse, all those towels that you could also, or also, a zavin, azavas, anidos, violdos, and their clothing are dirty because they're tamei. Call olin mitoma utahira, and anybody that calls from tuma to tahira, like a nazir or a mitzora, hareil mutarin, they're mutter to wash their clothes. B'chol shar adam asurin. Everybody else is not allowed to.
Anybody asked about
Marzayin issue? What do you mean Marzayin? The truth is the Gemara is going to bring it up in a few minutes.
Right?
The Gemara is going to bring that up. The Gemara is going to bring it up in a few minutes. Right. Okay. Now, Ushar Kala Adim, my time at Asurin. So why is everyone else offer? Why can't you take a haircut on Chol HaMoed? What's wrong with that? What's the problem with taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Kididnan, because we learned. Anche Mishmar, the Anche Maimid, those people that were either the Anche Mishmar, it was their turn, or the Anche Maimid, it was their turn, they were Israelim, it was their turn to go to the Beis HaMikdash to represent. Asurin Lesaper Ulechavim. They're not allowed to take a haircut, and they're not allowed to do laundry. Why? Ubechamishi, but on Thursdays, Utarim, they cover Shabbos. They can, because it's covered Shabbos. For Shabbos, still have to look good. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amar Belazar, my time, why can't people on Shem Mishmar Mayra go get a haircut? Why not? Kedei, shal yukonsei, l'mishmartan, kishahein, minuvalim. Because we don't want people, you know what I'll do? I'll not going to get a haircut. And then, when I'm there, I'll get a haircut already on day two. So what kind of behavior is that? You should come in like looking like a mensch. Start your. You only go once a year, twice a year. It's a special thing. Come like a mensch. Don't come like a schlump, and then I'll make myself a mensch afterwards. Same thing over here. A person shouldn't say, you know what? I'm not going to get a haircut before you have this. How am I? I'll do it. I'm not working anyway. That's not appropriate. That's the reason. Hachanami, k'deishol yikantu l'regel k'sheheim minuvalin. You shouldn't walk into Chalamoy in Yontif the same way. You should come into Yontif looking like a mensch. So, later in the week, we're going to get to the story, well, what if you do take a haircut before Chalamoy? Or more today's day and age of shaving. You do that beforehand. So then can I now do it on Chalamoy? We're going to get to that later. That's where it comes from. What? Because the whole reason why you can't is because you're going to come into Yontif Menuvel. I didn't come into Menuvel. What? No, shaving.
Why would you need to take another shave or haircut?
Because after 5 days, the person needs to shave. Because after 5 days, the person needs to shave.
But obviously, it's not Menuvel anymore.
What?
Obviously, it's not Menuvel anymore. Otherwise, you wouldn't ask the question.
What do you mean?
You can't
accuse me. You can't accuse me of going into Yontif. I didn't know into Yontif like looking bad. Like, you look great. Now, after a few days, I need another shave. That's where the hack comes from. So the truth is, what? Right, right. It's one of the problems. Yeah. Yeah.
But we shave every day, and we consider it a noble if you have any good. If you don't shave every day, you consider it a noble if you don't have any good.
Correct, correct. So the Tosafot is really asking another question. How about shaving on Erev second days? How about that? After all, the Gemara said that even Anshei Mishmar, which is based on Thursday they were allowed to. Well, for covered Shabbos. For covered Shabbos, not for any other reason. So Tosafot really asks, well, why can't you shave on Thursdays for covered Shabbos? So he answers, it's not always on a Thursday. In other words, it might not work out. What if the first day Yontif is a Thursday? So by the time you come to next Thursday, it's not Yontif anymore.
It doesn't mean Thursday, per se.
It means the Erev Yontif, but he's thinking, what?
The problem is, you see the tier. For whatever reason that we have a problem, that they're shaving on Yontif.
Yeah.
So you're not changing it on Erev Shabbos on a normal week. But the problem, hence that's why he did it.
Right, right. The Meiri says that answer. The Meiri says what Mati just said. What? They don't?
No.
Why?
Because it's the same thing about to grow on Shabbos.
I've heard that. I said even cutting nails.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I hear that, like, shaving, because it grows every day.
Not shaving, clearly.
I know, but I know, it grows every day. Yeah. I know. The third day, I don't know, I heard that once also.
On nails, not hair.
I only heard that on nails.
No,
yeah? Okay. Next. By Reb Zera, this is basically your question. Basically, the Gemara asks on Yossi's question. So, Amr Zera, Avdulo Aveda, Erev HaRegel, a guy loses something, Erev Yontif. So, Kivan the honest Mutter, so the guy didn't have time to take a haircut. He was busy looking for his wife's wedding ring. You have to better find that. So, Odilma, so therefore, such a person was an honest. He couldn't take a haircut. Odilma, Kivan de lo muchacha milsa lo. Or maybe, nobody knows why this guy didn't take a haircut. Nobody knows that. But if someone gets out of jail, Mustafa, people are going to know that. Look at this guy. Just got out today. I'll let him take a haircut. Guy's busy with preoccupied because he's at his job. Nobody knows that. So what's the answer to this question? Or maybe it was an ones. He's a mice. He's an ones. It's a real ones. He was busy. The only thing is, nobody knows he was busy. That's your Marathion issue. So Amar Abaya, Yomru, people will say, Kol ha-sarikin asurin, srike baitus mutarin. That means as follows. The question came up, are you allowed to make matzah for Pesach into designs? Make little shapes and stuff. So the Gemara said, well, there was this fellow whose name was Baitus, and he knew how to do it, and it wasn't going to become chametz. He was an expert, he could baker, he was able to do it. So the Gemara said, well, Yomru, kol ha-sarikin asurin, Srike Baitus Mutarin, everybody else is usher, and his is mutter. You know, nobody else knew how to do it. So what's going to happen? They try to do that stunt, it's going to turn chametz. This guy could do it. So, yeah, but you're not this guy. So they didn't allow it. It's like a gzera. We don't want anyone messing. We're not even letting him do it, because people are going to say, well, if he can do it, I can do it. So, Yomru Kol Sarikin Asu and Sarikin Baitus Mutarin. No one else. Everyone else's dough is bad. His dough is good. Can't have a thing like that. Therefore, same story. No.
This wasn't the dough that was the problem.
What was it?
The shaping.
They want to make it shape like a coast. So they're going to write to.
Correct. He was afraid to get caught.
Correct. But he knew how to do. But he knew. And now that's doing the shaping. I said to make him shapes. But he knew how to do it. It wasn't going to be a problem. We told him we're very sorry. It's a big risk. We can't have to take that chance. So to over here what? Right? If we're going to allow you to take a haircut because you were busy because you lost something, people are going to say, what are people going to say?
Grab a sign.
What?
I was busy all year. Grab a sign.
People are going to say, well, he took a haircut. He didn't get out of jail. This guy's been in jail for 20 years. He's okay. He didn't just get released from the Taliban, right? He's been all. He didn't just get released. He's fucking wrong with him. Hey, he took a haircut before on Kalamite. It must be mutter. That's what people are going to say. So for that problem, we don't allow it. So the Gemara asks.
I have a white collar on. Maybe you don't do any more compass like that. I got out of jail. People don't.
Happens to me, it's a big shaila if you get out of jail today if you bench Gomel in the United States. Because I once heard this. I don't know. Anyway, Ul Taimech, and according to this, Had the Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Kol Mi She'ein Lo Ela Chaluk Echad, I only has one shirt. So Mutu Lachabsa B'moj Chal Shemoid. He's allowed to wash his shirt. He only has one shirt. He's allowed to wash on a chalamot. Hashem nami yamru. Why don't we say the same thing? Call a srikin asur and srikin baitas mutarin. That people are going to think you're allowed to do laundry chalamot. This guy comes in with a fresh, unbelievable shirt. Right? So why don't you say people are going to make the same mistake? So Gemara says, no. In my love, we learned about that. Amar mar baravashi. Ezoro mochiach alav. His azar, which I think it means his belt.
Yeah.
In other words, everybody knows this guy doesn't only has one shirt. Because when he doesn't have one shirt, he comes to shul with nothing. Everybody knows he only has one shirt. It's not going to lead to a problem. Everybody knows. The guy's a pauper, only has one shirt. All right, let him wash it. But it's not going to lead to a problem. No one's going to think, oh, you're allowed to do longi chalamoid. No one's going to think that. Ravashi Masni, Boy Rab Zera. What about this one? Uman Sha'av Delo Aveda Erev Haregel Mau. What if the barber himself lost something on Erev Yontif? Right? Everybody, no one took a haircut. Why? Because the only barber in town was busy looking for his wife's wedding ring. The store was closed. You have to close. Kivon to Uman Amucha Chamilsa. No one's going to make a mistake. Everybody's going to know. Right? It's obvious that he was busy with something. Because he's the barber. Oh, Dilma. Lo. Or maybe.
I don't understand. We had a mission. We had a word before that said that the bomb is allowed to work at Erev Yontif.
What?
Calamite anyway.
No, he didn't.
What's the problem?
He didn't. He was.
He's allowed to work anyway.
No, it wasn't work, but he didn't work.
He didn't work because he lost something.
So now he wants to work
because he couldn't work.
No, he didn't work because he was looking for something. So now Chalamoid wants to give himself a haircut. So it's
somebody else.
No, I think himself.
Himself.
He wants to give himself. So what's people going to say? What are people going to say? If he's moved for me? He's the barber. Everybody knows it was a problem. Everybody knows the store was closed there every other. So then it's okay or no? This is not one of the conditions that's mentioned in the Mishnah. What are the conditions? You get out of the Taliban release you. You get out of all these things. This is not on the list. So it's true. It's true that no everyone's. It's not going to lead to a nichshol. It's not going to happen. However, it's not on the list. So the answer is teiku.
These situations you'll
know.
Correct. We just had the whole thing come to our council on their official, where the Rav who passed it as well, people are going to think that if you bring this cow, we had a little tiny little cut on the lip.
Right.
Everyone's going to now extrapolate for the future.
Right.
How so milk that came from the Roman government, they make announcements, it's a special occasion. What happened to that?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
I guess it's a small town. I don't know where we should
be. Yeah, exactly. I don't know why. If somebody lost in a Vega, they're adjunctive, so we said.
Who knows?
The fact is, if somebody lost in a Vega, they're adjunctive, he's going to ask everybody. So everybody's going to know that he lost somebody. I hear.
To say he just said the same thing.
It's a hard thing, but it's a fine line with mine.
Yeah. Medina Sayyam. If somebody comes from overseas, he also can take a haircut. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Masnis is a little Rabbi Yehuda. This cannot be like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Habam in Medina Sayyam, Lo Yigaleach. You have no right to take a haircut. Why? What'd you leave? Mipnei Shigatza Shalom Bershos. Why'd you leave? Who asked you to leave? Says Rashi, Klomar, Hoel, Velo Yatza Bershos Acherim, Ela Beratzon Atmo, Lav Onesu. What kind of honest are you? You decided to pick up and leave. Now you showed up now in Chol HaMoed. No, nobody asked you to go. You didn't go for a tzaruch. You didn't go for... You picked up to go. Others, the Rivet says, because you left Eretz Yisrael. What are you doing? So Amar Rava, one second. Lashod, if you go on a tour, if you go stam on vacation, will Divri HaKol Aser. Then according to everybody, it's Aser. What? That kind of reason is that. Now you show up now Chol HaMoed, got back on Chol HaMoed. I couldn't shave on the boat. It was too. I wasn't able to. What kind of answer is that?
On the cruise.
What kind of answer is that? Middle of Mizono. If you go for Parnasa, the VR called Mutter. That's everyone holds its Mutter, right? Esti Rivam. Why don't we say the same thing over here? All the Sirikin are Aser. His is Mutter. In other words, why don't we say it's Gzeira? How? So the answer is everybody knows the guy went for Parnasa, right? Lo nechleku, the only machlokas is ela laharvicha. You want to make more money, right? Extra money. Not that this is my only job. I have a job. It's a good opportunity, whatever it is. It's extra. That's the question. Mar, so Rabbi Yehuda medamile kiloshet. Rabbi Yehuda compared that to going on vacation. You don't have to go. You have to put food on the table, right? Umar and our Mishnah midamilaki mizonos. Our Mishnah treated it like mizonos, like it was mamish parnasa. That's why our Mishnah said you could go.
When he comes back, the whole town knows why he.
Exactly. Yeah.
Lucky, I know why you left to. I don't know.
Now it gets complicated because Meisve, on my Rebbe. Rebbe said like this, Niri and Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Shiyatza Shalom Rishos. I think Rabbi Yehuda is right if somebody leaves without permission. Viro Divi Chachamim, and our mission is right, the Chachamim are right, Shiyatza Rishos. If he left with Rishos. So what does Rishos and what does not Rishos mean? Oh, so my Shalom Rishos. What does that mean you left without Rishos? Elim, if that means Loshot, you went on vacation, Vomarta Divi Rakal Aser. Everyone said that it's Aser to do that. Right? Everyone said it's Aser. And therefore, you come back on Chol HaMoed, you cannot take a haircut. Yela Mizonos. What does it mean? What does Lo Rishus mean? That you went for Parnasa? That can't mean. Varmah Divya Kol Mutter. Everyone hold that's Mutter. Everyone held that's okay. What does it mean, Lo Rishus? Ela Pshita Laharvicha. It must be for extra, for profits, for extras. And then Rebbe said, I think Rabbi Yehuda is right in that case, but if it would be a case of Rishus, I would say that the Chacham are right. So now, Eima Seifa, what's the second half of the statement? Nirin Divrei Chachamim Shiyatze B'Rishus. I agree with the Chachamim when he went with Rishus. What does that mean? Rishus of the whatever, Rishus. So what did Lo Rishus mean? Lo Rishus meant he went for Harvacha. What does Rishus mean?
No.
Huh?
What is Rishus?
My Rishus. He went with permission.
Permission?
The halachic permission.
Okay.
Halachic permission. So what does it mean he went without Rishus? He went for extra money. So who? You don't need extra money. You shouldn't have gone. Therefore, since you did go, since you went anyway, you shouldn't have gone, you went anyway. Now you come back to Chol HaMoed, you cannot take a haircut. and said, Rebbe, I agree with that. But if you left with Rishus, I agree with the Chachamim. So what does that mean, Rishus? Ilema Limazonos. Doesn't mean Limazonos. Hamat Divri HaKol Mutter. And everyone holds it's Mutter. Ella, it must mean Laharvicha. But it must mean he went for extras. Va'amata Nirin Divri Rebbe Yehuda Baha. But he just said a second ago, and Halak Rebbe Yehuda if he went for Harvicha. So what is this statement? Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara answers, I'm sure if this answer makes sense, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what Rebbe said. Nirin Divri Rebbe Yehuda L'Rabbanan. I think Rebbe Yehuda is more right than the Rabbanan. Kishiyatzel Shalav Rishus. If you leave without Rishus, remind you, and what's that? Lashut. That's going on vacation. Shafilu Chachamim lo nechleku alav el larvicha. Because even the Chachamim don't argue unless you're leaving for extra profit. Ava lashut modalei. Modalei. But if it's referred to go on vacation, the Chachamim agree that you cannot take a haircut if you come back. The second half of the statement, v'nirin divei Rabbanan l'Rabbi Yehuda shi'atzeh b'Rishus. But I think the Rabbanan are right if he left with Rishus. Umay nihu, and what does that mean? Mizonos. That means ma'akai nit parnasa. Shafilu Rabbi Yehuda lo nechak aleim el arvicha. Because the only argument was extra money. Aval l'mizonos, but if it's for regular mizonos, modelahu, the Rabbi Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda agreed to the Chachamim that that's a real ones, and then you'd be mutter. So he said the same thing twice. Basically. Right?
You know anywhere else in Halacha where instead of a population can do something that most of them cannot? Where we else can have this kind of thing where, well, you can't do it, but these guys can do it because they can't, the situation like that?
Well, you weren't able to do something.
The thing that 95% can't do it again, but 5% can if they went on. They came back from a business trip, or because they came back from jail. Do we have any other situations like that?
Nah, it's a good question. It's a good ha'ara.
I don't know.
I don't get this whole Rishus. I really don't. Because we said, well, I was just different than before we got into Rishus. If the Chachamim say you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. If Chachamim say you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. How did Rishus come in?
Rishus is just a buzzword for
Chachamim. But why do this again with Rishus?
Yeah, I don't
There's
know.
There's no Rishus here. Either Chachamim said you can, well,
that's the Rishus. The Chacham said yes, and the Chacham said no.
So I'm saying, that's exactly right. So I'm saying,
that's why we just had this whole Gemara, because it didn't make sense. The word didn't make any sense. So everyone said, calm down. He meant to say that he holds, what do you call it? He meant to say, by Harvacha, which is what our Mishnah said. Amar Shmuel. This is a difficult Gemara. Katan, let's say you have a little boy, a baby. Hanolad b'moed, a baby is born on Chol HaMoed. Mutter legaleach b'moed, you're allowed to give him a haircut. Sometimes, that's the thing, Rashi says, sometimes you can have a baby born with a lot of hair, and you want to give a haircut to the baby.
Yes.
So can you give a haircut to the baby? You never see some babies that are born with a lot of hair?
Yeah, I did so. I don't give a haircut 2 days later.
Yeah. You're allowed it. You know why? She'ein lecha beis ha'asur in gadol mizeh. There's no bigger jail than being in a womb. So he didn't have a chance to give a haircut beforehand.
You couldn't go in utero and give him a haircut?
Now what does that mean? That means that b'moed in, that if the baby was born on Chol HaMoed, on Yontif, then yeah, you're allowed to give a haircut. Be'ikara lo. But if the baby was born before Yontif, then same, like an adult, you can't give a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Should have given it before Yontif. Makes sense. In this world, it makes sense.
Unless so, the barber has a band cold, you don't want to throw it with
the kid. What about a mask?
So, Master Rapinchas, Rapinchas has the following question. It says like this. Kol elu sha'amru mutter legaleach b'moed mutter legaleach b'yimei avelo. If you're allowed to shave on, take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, any kind of person like that, such a person could also take a shave when he's an oval. An oval gets released by the Taliban. And it's, the guy's father died the day before. So can such a person take a haircut? Yes. Such a person could have taken a haircut if it was Chol HaMoed. He could take a haircut now, even though he's an oval. Father died a few days ago. He's allowed to. Ha'asa l'galeach b'moed? If you can't take a haircut on Chalamot, 95% of the people, and you cannot take a haircut when you're an Aval. Now, and if you want to tell me that Katan Isbe Plugza, that a baby has this distinction, whether or not the baby was born on before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov, Nimtei, it comes out, Avelis Nohegas Pekatan. Then the Avelis is by a Katan? To make that comparison? Not true. Botanya, Makarin Lakatan, Ibn Agmas Nefesh. We do Kriya for a Katan only for Agmas Nefesh purposes. What's Agmas Nefesh? Says Rashi, Sheyivchu Haroin. The other people should see him, Nebuch. Look at this little kid, Nebuch. He lost the parents and they did Kriya. Well, that's so sad. Not for the kid, it's for the other people, right? Haroin, Viyiru, Bechavot, Ameis, Lomneshu Avel. Not because the kid's an Avel, because there is no Avelis by a Katan. So what do you mean? Well, if the baby was born before Yom Tov, then you can give him a haircut on Yom Tov. But if it was born on Yom Tov, you can. That seems to say.
Well, so too by
Avelis. So too by Avelis. By Avelis, no such thing. No such thing by Avelis by child. Amar Ravashi. What? You're getting a little Mikatani Ha Asurin? Does it say that Rav Pinchas said it's Asur to take a haircut on Chalamoy? That's not what it said. It said whatever is Asur by this is Asur by this. Dilma, Yesh Mehen Asur, Yesh Mehen Mutter. Sometimes it's Asur, and sometimes it's Mutter, says Rashi. Kigon, Katan Zeh, Shenolad Kolom HaRegel, Sheasur LeGaleach BeRegel. Right, a Katan that is born before the Regel cannot take a haircut on a Regel. But Mutter LeGaleach MeAvelo. Maybe a four-year-old kid who is a novel, not really a novel because he's a Katan, he could take a haircut for whatever reason. Not necessarily true. Now we say the same thing again. Ameimar. Vitamer of Shisha Breder of Edi, Masni Hachi. The same Gemara now, just different people said it. Amar Shmuel, Katan Mutter LeGaleach B'Moed. A Katan can take a haircut on Chalamoid, Loshna Nolad B'Moed, Loshna Nolad B'Ekara. It doesn't matter when he got born, it doesn't matter. He's born 2 days before Yom Tov, he can give a haircut on Yom Tov also. Amar of Pinchas, Afan and Amritin, the same story. Kol Elisha Amru B'Moed, Mutter LeGaleach B'Moed, Mutter LeGaleach Me'Avelo. Ha Asurin LeGaleach B'Moed, Asurin LeGaleach Me'Avelo. You're allowed to, on Chalamot, you're allowed to when you're an Avel. If you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to. Iyamrit Katan, if you tell me a Katan, Asur, then it's Avelis Nohegas B'Katan. Then that makes sense. Then we'll tell me that Avelis is by a Katan, but V'Tanya, Mekarin L'Katan L'Fnei Agmas Nefesh, that you're allowed to, you only do Kriya for a Katan because of Agmas Nefesh. So what do you see? That they're not the same. Amar Bashi, who said they're not the same? Mikatani, Ha'isur and Dilma Yesh Ben, Isur Yesh Ben Heter. Mutter. In other words, maybe you're right. Maybe by a child, by Chalamoid, we're machmer for the baby. But by Avelis, who's we're machmer? It doesn't have to necessarily be true, because there is no Avelis by a cotton. Next, Avel, Eina Noed Aveloso Beregel. There's no Avelis on a Yom Tov. Shenemar, we're going to get to this more later. Shenemar, like it says, V'samachta Bechagecha. You should be happy in your Chag. I Avelis to me, Karahu, if the Avelis was before Yom Tov, right? If the Avelis was before Yom Tov, Asi Asay de Rabim, the Asay of a Rabim, what's the Asay of a Rabim? Right? Samachta Bechagecha. V'dachi Asay de Yachid. That pushes off your private Avelis. E Avelis de Hashta, and if the Avelis occurs on Yom Tov, right? Who lo asi asay diyachid v'dachi asay derabim? We don't allow the asay of a private asay of what avelus to push away the public asay of v'samachta bechagecha. Therefore, there's no avelus on Yom Tov at all.
Why not?
What do you mean? Why not?
That's not a comparison between one for another.
What?
The reason why the person has the out of the privacy because he has an overwhelming factor that's not. For the public.
Right, so the truth is we're gonna get to Yom Tov later in the week. Why there's no Avelis on Yom Tov? We're gonna answer before we finish the Masechta. Menude Mao Shein Hog Nidu Beregel. What about a menude? Does that go away for Yom Tov? Alright, we said Avelis goes away. What about a menude? Does that go away? Amar of Yosef. So before we get to the answer, the second Tosfos asks, V'hiksha harav, Haleka ela asei. The ain no. No, forget that. Sorry. Amar of Yosef, Toshma, Donin, Dine Nefashos. Listen to this. Donin, Dine Nefashos, V'dine Makos, V'dine Mominus. You're allowed to judge Dine Nefashos, Dine Makos, and Dine Mominus on Yontif. Chalamoid.
What's left?
What?
What's left?
Nothing's left.
Yeah.
Well, Nidu is left. The Elo Tzayis Dina, right? The Elo Tzayis Dina. What does it mean, Elo Tzayis Dina?
He doesn't listen to the
din. Misham tinan le, we'll put him in chirim. On chalamoy, we'll put him in chirim on chalamoy. Navisal kadaitach eden oeg, nida beregel. Right? If you want to tell me that there is no nidui on yontif, so mishumaz va'asi meikara, asi regel dachile, if he was a nidui 3 days ago, and now it's yontif time, the nidui goes away. So hashta misham tinan le anan. So we can make a new nidui on your chal amoid. That's impossible. Obviously, nidui doesn't go away. Amalei Abaya said, "Well, who told you? Who said this means we're going to make a pas? We're going to paskin on?" Said we started off Tashma. You're allowed to judge dinin nefashos on chal amoid. And if that's true, and dinin mamonis and dinin malchus, all good. And then we said, "Well, 1 second. But if he doesn't listen, we're going to put him in cherem." That can't be, because if there's no cherim to start off with, how can we put him in cherim? Says about your whole premise is wrong. Your whole premise is wrong. We're just going to tumble with this din. We're not going to make a psak. We're going to talk it over. And we'll meet the bezel. We'll convene. They'll talk it over. Dilotei mahachi. It has to be right. It has to be. Why? Dinei nefashos katani. Hachanami dekadlidin leit. Well, we're going to kill somebody on chalamoid. We're going to give someone mitzvos bezel on chalamoid. What's the problem with that? The problem is, you're going to prevent the dayanim from having simchas yontif. Why? The Tanya, we keep Omer, Menaylos and Hedrin, Shargos and Nefesh, Shein Tomin, Kolos Rayom, because Nebuch, the dayanim, when they the day they give a psak, they're not allowed to eat that day. They have to fast. So Tanya Lomar,
when they execute
someone,
Osocho
al dam. You can't eat. When you're busy with dam, when you're busy with people's lives.
But I think the executions usually take place on Yontif, on Shalosh Agalim. So it says like on Megadeth or something
right.
Like that, all that there's already should be on Yontif, so everybody should see.
It's a good point, but it wasn't on Yontif itself. Maybe it was Erev Yontif 2 days before, everybody heard about it, but not on Yontif itself. So this is a bite, it has to be that way. There's no way they're going to put someone to death on Chol HaMoed. Then they're not going to be able to eat. That's the whole reason why not. They're not going to be able to eat. It can't be right. So what does it mean? It means they were tumbling about it.
Sensitivity.
I understand why the courts were allowed to say that in a minute.
Why would the courts allow to eat mustard?
What?
Why would the courts allow to eat
mustard? That was the chiddush. So they're allowed. What are you doing?
Knowing that maybe.
So if you think about it, a bezdin really, all they're doing is learning. Let's say, forget Dina Mamas, a complicated case. So they're going to sit down and go through the halachas very carefully. So all they're doing is learning. Okay, so sometimes it can result in a misa. So Abaye says, they're not going to do that on Chol HaMoed. What are they going to do? They're going to learn it through the sugya. So what's wrong with that?
They're not
going to
paskin.
They're not going to paskin.
No, but we have a nice sense of Gemara.
Yeah.
Meaning that we don't kill, execute, and then go out and have a meal.
Correct.
As opposed to
correct.
People around
don't worry, because the Gemara is going to say do the opposite. Ella liyune bedine. Rather, what did it mean? They're going to think about it. Hachanami liyune bedine. All they're doing is thinking about it. Therefore, there will be no nidui. There will be no nidui. 1 minute. There'll be no nidui. If there's no nidui, it's not a raya that nidui goes away. Maybe nidui doesn't go away. That's where we're up to right now.
Right, exactly, because the guy's
down
there
sitting
death row for, you know.
Amalei, Imkein, Nimta, Ma'ana Esdino. You're delaying the justice of this guy, Nebuch. Not allowed to do that. How come you're not allowed to do that? Because it says, V'yahafta l'recha kamocha. Right? You're not allowed to do that. So the Tosafot says, 1 second. There's no such thing as being Ma'ana Adin before the Gemara Din. No such thing. What's the Gemara we're talking about?
You can't delay punishment once.
Once the punishment's decided, you can't knock it out. We'll sit for 6 months, like in, like, you know, everywhere else, in the, like in America. That guy's on death row for 100 years. No. What? The Beis Din. The Beis Din. Yeah. Once the Beis Din hits the psak, that day. The Gemara says, but when you ma'ana the din. There's no ma'ana before the Gemara din.
No,
you can deliberate for as long as you want.
You
have Tosa's question? Look at Tosa, the Tosa of Nimta. Kashalah, the Perak Echad Dine Mamanis, Shrantinan Lefikach, Ein Don and Beshabis, Mugach, the Ine Hadin, Lo Shayach, there is no Ine Hadin, Ad, Shilinu, Achashik Mardin. Unless you delay after the Gemara din. There's no Ine before the Gemara din. V'chi tema de liyune dahacha hainu gmar din v'loya hargu adayin alacha regel. If that's the one to tell you that they did delay, that they're slipping around now, imkein paruch lema liyune ba'alma lo gmar din v'loya su gmar din ad acha moed. Then that's not what the Gemara said. V'yesh lomar, the answer is, listen to this, dimishtachachi, they forgot what their psak is, afagaf. Even though the Ikka Sofer Deonim Akosvin Divrei Kol Echad, even though the stenographer writes down all the deliberations, Mikol Makom Hasvara Asher Belev Mishtakach, he forgot what he was thinking. Umehai Taima Amrina De Ein Donim Be Erev Shabbos De Liba De Inchi Inchi. That's why there's no judging on Erev Shabbos, because he might forget, and that they go through it again. That's a torture to the guy. Okay. Anyway, now listen. Now the Gemara asks basically Mati's question. How about this? Where am I? Asu mitzafra. Let them come in the morning. Where am I up to?
Well,
uma'ayle bedine. Right, what does that mean? Let them come in the morning. What? Asu mitzafra. Let them come in the morning. Uma'ayle bedine. Right? Don't make a gemar din. Don't make a gemar din. Va'ayli, go home. Achlu v'shasi, kula yoma. Go eat, have a suda. Then, v'hadar asi b'shkiyat zachama. Come back, and then v'gaminan bladine, v'kotlele, and don't kill him. You hear that? You hear that sensitivity? So what's wrong with that? One second, what's wrong with that? Yeah, so that's it. That's the end of the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
So what do you see from there? Who said that? Rabbi Yosef? No, the Gemara said that. So Abaya, now getting back, Abaya, who raised the whole question, didn't accept Rabbi Yosef's explanation, right? Who said you can do a Gemara Din HaChalamoid. So we found a way to do a Gemara Din HaChalamoid. Come in the morning, deliberate, go home and eat, and then come back. So we found a way to do a Gemar Din HaChalamoid. Abaye didn't accept that. He said there is no Gemar Din HaChalamoid. If there's a Gemar Din HaChalamoid, then it's possible to have Nidui on HaChalamoid. If there can be Nidui on HaChalamoid, Nidui can't get broken. Can't have that. Abaye didn't accept any of that. So therefore, he said what? There is no Nidui on HaChalamoid, and therefore maybe Nidui is not broken. Okay? That's what we're up to right now. Amar Abaya, Tashma. It says, Umenuda shehitiru lo chachamim. The menuda that the chachamim mattered. Right? What does that mean? No. So what do you see? The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow. What about a Torah? Does Tzaraz go away because Yontif came?
You can't go to a non-Jewish
barber
and get a haircut for
your Just ask that. No. So what do you see? Tashma, umenuda shetiru lo chachamim. Obviously, the chachamim did away, right, with the nidui. Why? Because there was no nidui on Yantam. Amar Abaya, no, miktani shetiru chachamim. That's not what it says. It says, shetiru lo chachamim ktani. That meaning the Azal, he went, Upayis Labaldine, right? He didn't want to pay the guy $100. So Ben said, you don't pay the $100, it'll be in Kherim. So alright, you know what he did? He paid the $100. He went to the guy, right, for Asil Kameh Drabanan, for Sharile. Drabanan said, alright, he paid the money, alright, the Nidu went away. That's not a riot that Nidu gets broken on the other automatically. It's not a riot like that. Mitzora, ma shiina tzaras regel. What about a mitzora? Oh, here it is. Does a mitzora have tzaras on yontif? Amar abaya, tashma. Fahanazir bahamitzora, mitumaso lo taharaso. The Mishnah said that. When a nazir and a mitzora goes from tumah to tahara, ha be made tumaso nahig. So what? And what about that? And if you remain in tumah, it applies. So the Gemara says, lomi boya kamar. Lomi boya made tumaso nahig. For sure, the tumah doesn't apply. Avol tumaso nigzar. Shema yigshe karbanosav. Maybe by tahara we should make a gzira that you'll delay bringing your karbanos, right? And you're not allowed to bring karbanos yochid on yontif. Maybe you'll bring them on the second days, so we could make a gzira and not allow mitzora on the seventh day on chalamoid. Kamash malan. Then we don't say that. Therefore, the question goes back. Is there a mitzvah on a regal or not?
Why don't we answer
like we answered
before that the claim that you're
giving
a
psak
on the
tzara warns
him, but he doesn't give a
psak. No, he's already a mitzvah.
We're getting
out of it. Okay, yeah. Amar Rava, Toshma, it says in the pasuk, Rabbis Kohen Gadol. Even a Kohen Gadol could be a mitzvah. V'ha-Kohen Gadol, d'chal shana k'regel l'kuli al-matami. Every day of the Kohen Gadol's life is like a regal for everybody else. Right? Every day. Right? Kiditnan. Kohen Gadol makriv onein, even when he's an onein. The ain't ochel. But he doesn't eat it. He doesn't eat the kabanos. Anyway, what do you see from that? Shma mina, no egg, taraso, beregel. That a taras does apply by a regel. Why? Because a Kohen Gadol could be a mitzvah, and a Kohen Gadol's whole life is one big regel. Shma mina. You're right, that's a good raya. Right? That's why I was meeting someone recently. A Kohen Gadol had a chiyuv to live in Yerushalayim. Because every day was a regel by him. Every day had to have lina. His whole life was one big lina. Every day. All right?
What does the mitzvah do if he has to give carbon anyway?
There's no carbon. Only Chagigah. No, but he has his own private
carbonos. I'm talking about it. How can he bring it? He can't bring it carbon.
Right. So we're going to say he's not going to bring him at all.
How do you get out of it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Part of getting out of carbon.
I hear you. I don't know. I'll pick up tomorrow from right here.
6 o'clock?
Tomorrow 6 o'clock, yeah.